What up, what up? It's your boy Keith. I'm back with just a Keith's commentary. I wanted to share a couple of things with just having an attitude of gratitude, and you know, we're gonna get there. I was driving to work today, and I got a nice little ride to work. And oftentimes I'm listening to other podcasts, trying to catch up on a couple of things. Catch up on some news, catch up on some politics, what's going on in our culture. And my ride is long enough where, I can still listen to some music. I have my playlist that I'm listening to. I call it my morning motivation, and a few things that I check out, and it kind of really sets the tone for my day. Fortunately, right now, I got an easy ride. When I say easy, it's not that back-to-back traffic. It's a nice ride, but I'm not stuck behind cars, and it's a very nice, beautiful, scenic ride. So I could take it all in. And this morning, I took that opportunity to take it in, and it really just set my tone for the day. And to be honest, it set my tone until I got to work. I received a text that kind of was frustrating. The text was frustrating. The conversation was a little frustrating. But not to get into that. And then right after that, some things at work, which we all certainly deal with. But I was able to get back into that same mindset to let things go and to be grateful. To be grateful for several things. And I put myself in that position, to really have that mindset of having this attitude of gratitude. And there was a recent study found of having an attitude for gratitude, that gratitude not only helps to improve how we feel, but it also creates a healthier heart. So when you think about having an attitude of gratitude, it means appreciating the good things in your life, no matter how big or how small, making a practice of gratitude a regular part of your day. It can build happiness, it can build self-esteem, and provide other health benefits. So we think of that word attitude of gratitude, and to me, it's very elementary. That word sounds like a second or third grade word that you use with kids. And hey, let's have an attitude of gratitude. But it's so much depth to that word. It's so much to it. When you think about attitude, it's typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. It's how they react to something. It's how they carry themselves. If someone has an attitude or not, right? And when we say someone has an attitude, it's typically a negative connotation behind that, So having an attitude of gratitude, I really think is just one of the most beneficial things that you can do. I've been working with some young men who are having an attitude of gratitude lately, maybe about a month and a half now. And we're doing different exercises, some activity worksheets, a lot of journaling, some mindful activities that we do. And it's making me, honestly, look at things different in terms of like really just taking a time out and just be thankful for the small stuff. Coming out of COVID, I've taken a couple hits, personally, and my norm has changed, and for me, I can still look around and still see the great things that I have and that was given to me. This morning I was, to be frank with you, and I'll be honest, this morning I was driving in and I was saying to myself, I said, I'm just really just thankful. It's not my birthday. It's not Resurrection Sunday. It's not Excellent Friday. It's not Christmas. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not any of my kids or anyone's birthday. And I'm not celebrating anything, but I'm driving into work. And I'm just saying thank you. Like there's no thank you for. It's just really a honest, genuine, sincere thank you. That's all it is. And, you know, I think it's that attitude that helps us and it eases our mind where it decreases that anxiety of that want. It decreases the worry of what's next because, you know, I watched Bron last night break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. And one of the things that he had, and I think it's Penn said, stay in the moment. And when you think about having an attitude of gratitude, it helps you stay in the moment because you're not anticipating, expecting anything. You're in the moment and you're enjoying it. Phil Knight was at LeBron's game last night, and there's a picture that's been going around, floating around on social media. I love this picture. The picture, he's sitting right next to LeBron's sons. Now, that's a whole other conversation, a great conversation, how these two young men are sitting next to this billionaire who, you know, goes back to the 80s, you know, when you think about Nike and Phil Knight. But the picture has everybody and that camera's out while LeBron is about to make this shot. Phil Knight is the only one that doesn't have the camera and he's being in the moment. So oftentimes gratitude is attached to being in that moment, to staying in that moment. This is Keith's commentary. I hope this bless your life. I hope it's something that you could take out of this, even if it's one or two sentences or one word. But have this attitude of gratitude. Think about the things that you can be grateful for. Don't anticipate, worry, have this anxiousness about what's to come or what was in the past. But be in the moment as much as you can. Enjoy the moment. If you have to, journal. Write down all the things that you can be grateful for. Take time out for yourself. Mindful walks. There's a lot of activities. If you need to, hit me up. I can share some activities with you to help you with finding what you could be grateful for. Yo, this Keith's commentary. Peace.